We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, what's good, Knicks Nation? Welcome back to another Game of the Week preview. You know we got to break down this game where the New York Knicks are going to Milwaukee to face the Bucks, who, well, they have their own problems right now. But this is a crucial game for the New York Knicks because they're trying to maintain that positioning to be in the top six to make sure they don't have to go through the play-in category. And who better to join me to break this game down is none other than Dalton Sell, my former colleague over at Hoops Habit, but he is the site expert at Behind the Bucks Pass, part of the Fan Insider Network that is full-time Milwaukee Bucks coverage. Make sure to tap in. Make sure to hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Make sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already done so. And make sure to support our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Use that promo code KFTV to get up to a $100 match. Dalton, my man, long time no talk. Now you're on the show with me. How you been, man? How's it been covering the Bucks this season?
It's been good. It's been good. It's good to reconnect with you as well, but I can't say it's been as good for the Bucks lately, for sure.
Hey, man, I got some questions to ask you about the Bucks, but before we get into that, what has been your thought about the New York Knicks?
They've been really nice this season. You know, I definitely thought before the injuries kind of piled up that they were a team I was keeping my eye on. I really liked their trade deadline. Their moves to get Burks and Bogdanović, because Bogdanović was a guy that the Bucks had been long rumored to get. So I kind of knew him a little bit from doing research. And when they got him, I was like, you know, that could be the move. That could be the move that kind of pushes them to another level. But the injuries to Randle and Ananobi have just kind of piled up, where I still think they could do something. But it's just one of those things where you're like, man, that team, when they're healthy, they could do something.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a what could have been moment, especially with the news of Julius Randle being out for the remainder of the season. Probably won't see him until probably a few months after the beginning of next season, just because he's going to have season-ending shoulder surgery. But, you know, we got OG Anunoby back. He played last night. Mitchell Robinson is back. He's on a minutes restriction right now just to get him back to game pace and get him, you know, situated for the playoffs. But look, man, that month of January will still live with us forever. 14-2 during that month. We were taking down the Nuggets, taking down the Timberwolves. We were looking like a force. You know, they were giving us over the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, the team that was like, oh, it's going to be the Bucks and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were giving some Knicks love, I mean, at that point, and rightfully so, just for how fast, like, they rose, especially after the OG Anunoby trade. But, you know, I still want to see this team play spoiler in the playoffs. But right now, the way that this team has been going, has been going up and down, just treading some water, just because, as you mentioned, all the injuries, that's where the Knicks are at this point. So tell me about your Milwaukee Bucks, man. How do you feel about them this season?
Well, kind of similar. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries themselves. You know, they just haven't been able to get the big three on the court at the same time. You know, one game Giannis will be out, and then the next game Chris will be out. Middleton's missed a lot of time with all these injuries, and same thing has been true over this little rough stretch that they're in. They just can't get everybody on the court together, but their starting five has one of the best net ratings in the NBA. I think it might even be the best, but they just can't get them all out there at the same time. And it's not a lot of chemistry and cohesion, especially with Doc Rivers taking over midseason. So just chemistry very low right now, which is something that just not used to seeing with the Bucks in the past couple of years. It felt like that was kind of one of their biggest strengths, where now it's one of their biggest weaknesses.
So let's go into that question. I got a question about Doc Rivers, because I mean, the entire thing from Adrian Griffin, the team was just, you know, it was up and down. Defense was stinking, but they were still winning because that offense was still prolific enough where it could hold the team to, like, you know, not even tread water, just be a force to be reckoned with. Because look, you're talking about Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo, two like alphas in their own right. But now after Doc Rivers, it's been, yuck. So what has been, why is it that? Why is it as soon, like, the team was winning very well with Adrian Griffin. Now Doc Rivers comes in here, you know, and they talk about him going back to like the defensive ways, just like simple drop coverage to help Brook Lopez out. What has been the big reason that under Doc Rivers, this team has just been so all over the place?
Well, a big difference between Griffin and Rivers is that Griffin had the easiest schedule in the league. They did have that easier path to get into the season, and under Rivers, they've had the hardest. But part of it's, like I said before, the chemistry, not having the main guys available all the time. One of the big three missing time is certainly a big deal, but the roster itself also, it has kind of a big issue where they don't have a lot of athletic guys who can keep up with really quick guys, and that's kind of been their problem in this little rough stretch that they're in. They're playing undermanned teams who are relying on guys who don't really get a lot of minutes normally. But those are like super young guys who can, you know, they're all over the place. They're flying all over the floor. And, you know, guys like Chris Middleton or Brook Lopez can't really keep up with that because they're older and have had major surgeries, and they're not built to stick with guys like that. I was going, losing my mind last night watching Chris Middleton trying to defend RJ Barrett, your former Nick. He was giving it to him, and it's like, you know, they need some athleticism in there to kind of work this out, and they don't really have it. So the chemistry, the injuries, and the lack of youth and burst and athleticism, which, to his credit, Doc Rivers did try to address in the loss to Toronto by inserting some of the young players and giving them some more minutes, and it almost worked. But with five games left, I don't know what the ultimate fix is.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can hear something in the back, but hold on. You know, like for this, it's just interesting for how the Bucks, like, I don't know how like you can have Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo on the same team, and it's just now you're like, we're talking about hovering around 500. It just doesn't make that much sense to me. So, you know, I know you're talking about guys being out. You have Giannis who's out. Do you think he's going to be able to play tomorrow, or do you think he's still out?
I think he will play tomorrow. He's usually a guy that he'll try to give it a go. I believe Doc said that he would have played last night if it was like a, you know, like a huge game or something that they needed. I think they just needed to give him a day off. It was clear in this past stretch. He was playing without Lillard for three games, and then Middleton missed one or two. So he was shouldering a lot of that workload, definitely tweaked his hamstring a little bit. But even before that, you could tell he was gassed, like running on fumes a little bit. So I think he'll take the one game off, and he should be back. I don't know how much that hamstring is bugging him, but I'd be surprised if he doesn't play.
Okay. So you expect Giannis to be back at some point. Do you expect him to be back for tomorrow, or is tomorrow like the day, like another day of rest, because you do have playoffs coming up soon?
I think he will be back tomorrow. I can't guarantee that or anything, but I feel like the Bucks are in a position where they can't really, they're not like Boston. They can't sit guys right now because they could fall in the standings. You know, the Cavs and Knicks are right behind them. So I'd expect him to play. If he doesn't, it'll worry me a little bit more about this hamstring.
Not shocking whatsoever. Of course, everybody comes back for the New York Knicks. You know, it's like SGA. SGA decides to, like, hey, Madison Square Garden, hey, let me just show up, you know? And now it's like you don't see him now for a couple games, not playing against Boston, not nothing. Same thing with Giannis. Now Giannis is going to come back and be like, hey, I see the New York Knicks are on our tail. Hey, we got to come back and, you know, never easy, man. It's never an easy time for the New York Knicks. But hey, such is life. Such is life. So salute to Knicks Nation. Thank you all for tuning in for another Game of the Week preview. Make sure to hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. Shout out to all the franchise channel members in here. Appreciate you guys after giving me so much ish last night on post game for saying a 10 a.m. show. But TM, salute to you, my guys. Salute to the chief mod and operations over here being ready to send that alarm. I see that you're in here. I see my two cents in here. Salute to you. Shout out to Jay from Puerto Rico. Shout out to you as well. We got everybody in here. And we got some, hate already. Manhattan Tangerines are trash. I don't know who SARK is, but hey, thank you for your support. Appreciate you for always tapping in. Brian Orante, shout out to you as well. And J Rose 712, shout out to you for being here this morning too. All right, getting back to it. So Dalton, you know, talked about Doc Rivers, talked about Giannis Antetokounmpo. What about Damian Lillard? Like, you know, we know that he's going through a lot right now. He's going through a divorce. He feels lonely out in Milwaukee. Is he part of the reason why the vibes don't feel great for the Bucks right now?
He definitely has been dealing with a lot, like you said. And I do think it has kind of impacted his performance. But I feel like one of the biggest things, everybody always just kind of felt like you could throw these guys on the court together and they would instantly mesh. But it really hasn't been that way. Like, Lillard came in a couple days before camp, I think. It was really late in the offseason, so it was a shock to everybody. Like, none of these guys had any idea they were going to be playing with Lillard, and they just haven't been able to build that. Him and Giannis haven't been able to build that chemistry. I remember reading when the Adrian Griffin saga was going on that Griffin never really worked with those guys. He never really kind of put Giannis and Lillard together and was like, hey, work on this. But that's something that Doc has really been emphasizing. He's really emphasizing that two-man game between those guys. And this late in the season, when you're kind of emphasizing that, you know, that was in January, it's just, it can certainly make things harder. So it's just, the chemistry really hasn't been there. They haven't clicked as much. Lillard dealing with his off-the-court stuff, I do think that is bugging him quite a bit. I think that's just kind of nagging at him that he's not by his kids or by his family and playing in a new or a new environment for the first time in his entire career. So it's definitely hurting him on the court, I think.
Okay. And then outside of Damian Lillard, I mean, you got Chris Middleton, who coming back from an injury. Do you think that this big three with Middleton, Giannis, and Dame, do they have the firepower to go into the postseason and actually, you know, create some havoc? Or, like, what's the concern level for this team? Because when I watch them, and especially with the record with Doc Rivers right now, it's just, I don't know how you can believe in this team, even though with all that talent. And it, to me, it just feels like this Bucks team should have just kept Jrue Holiday and not made that trade for Damian Lillard. Because I get it, big name, flashy new toy. You know, you think that the superstar that come in here will solve a lot of problems. It'll help your current superstar, Giannis Antetokounmpo, stay. And then you'd be like, hey, we got the firepower to compete every single season for a title. But I don't know, man. It just doesn't feel like that right now. Or maybe it's like another season, but I don't know. Watching this, what are your thoughts about the postseason with that current big three?
I do believe in them still. I am an optimist at heart, but I know a lot of people have given up on them already. I'm not quite there. I do want to see everybody healthy. Like I said, that starting five, one of the best net ratings in the NBA, very good record against the top teams, which is what you're going to be playing in the playoffs, but they just got to get everybody healthy. I think since, I'm trying to remember the exact stat, since like January, they've only played less than five games with their entire starting lineup. Like, they do not get on the court together all the time. So I think you get those guys, you put them in the playoffs, you're not going to be relying on chemistry. You're really going to just rely on talent. You're going to say, hey, we got, usually we're going to have probably two of the three best players in the series. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of going to rely on that. You're going to hope that Giannis goes crazy. You're going to hope that Lillard finds his stride. Chris Middleton can maybe heat up a little bit. Malik Beasley can snap out of his shooting slump that he's in. You're really going to be relying on the names and things like that. Hope that the defense kind of buys in a little bit more, but that's just kind of where I'm at right now. I want to see everybody together. I can't really judge this team when not everybody is playing. And that's not so much always a Lillard thing, because like I said, Middleton's been dealing with some injuries. Giannis's hamstring is bugging him, but I can't judge him right now because I need to see everybody playing against these top teams in the playoffs. So kind of just waiting for the regular season to end, hoping everybody gets healthy, hoping Patrick Beverley gets healthy. His wrist has been bugging him. He's got an ankle sprain too, but I think he can be a key piece. But like the whole season, been banged up. So
yeah, but do you even trust his Bucks defense, like that was the one thing that you could say going into the postseason that you would have solid defense from this team, and they're just not that. I get that Adrian Griffin, it was horrendous just because of a different scheme. Doc Rivers implemented something similar that they were running, but it just feels like in the postseason, and I think we've seen this so many times, you just need critical stops, right? You don't have to necessarily be this great defensive team, but you got to be at least be top 10 and can get those, you know, much needed stops at critical points throughout any matchup. Do you think the Bucks can do that?
I think they can. I think they can. It's not going to be easy, but I think they can. I've seen it at times this year, especially when they're playing those top teams. They have what it takes. It's certainly not easy, but they can. They've just got to dial in. And it's tough. It's tough for a lot of people to trust them, I know, but I think they have what it takes. A lot of it, it's just about buying in. You know, you watch a lot of these games, looks like the veterans are kind of just not putting their all into it sometimes, I feel like. But when they're healthy, I feel like they have what it takes to dial in on defense. You're going to rely on offense above all else, but I feel like they can do it. But it's a lot to ask right now, it seems like.
Salute to Knicks Nation. Thank you all for tuning in for another Game of the Week preview. With me on the other side is my guy, Dalton Sell. You can go find him over Behind the Bucks Pass, which is part of the FanSided Network. All right, he covers the Milwaukee Bucks over there. You can also catch him over at Hoops Habit. Make sure to hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. Salute to all the franchise channel members for being in here. And remember to support our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Use that promo code KFTV to get up to a $100 match. Guys, I love using Underdog Fantasy. It is so much fun. You know, when I watch any game, I want to put all money down on the line. I want to see if I can win something because, look, I watch basketball like all you guys for the entire regular season, all 82 games, and I feel like I know something too. So I like to make it a little interesting. And the cool thing about Underdog Fantasy is that you can either do drafts and play with some of your, go up against some of your friends like CP, JD, CK, and myself, even the Knicks chick. We like to see, you know, who's got the capability of putting together a good team to defeat the other person. Or you can do your own pick'ems, you know. You just choose when it comes to the pick'ems, you can do mixing and matching throughout all leagues. So you can choose five players from MLB, NHL, NFL, NBA, and all you got to do is just choose higher or lower on whatever statistical category you're choosing. So for me, I like to just do strictly NBA. So, you know, whoever's playing tonight, I like to look at the points, rebounds, assists, stuff of that nature. Just choose higher and lower, and I'll go off of that just to see if I can earn some cash. So make sure to support our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Use that promo code KFTV to get up to a $100 match. And I'm still mad at you, Scott Foster, because you ruined my pick-ems last night. I just needed Josh Hart to get over his rebounds. I forget what the number was, but it's like, you just ruined it, man. You just had to do that to me. I was so close, so close. I only chose three. I still blame you, Scott Foster. Still blame you, but I won't go there. Anyway, back to the show. Dalton, let's talk about this matchup, man. Let's talk about this matchup between the Knicks and the Bucks tomorrow. There's a lot on the line. There's a lot on the line because you guys are trying to maintain that second seed. We're trying to stay out of playing category. We're trying to climb up to the third seed. And it just seems like every single time we're there, it just gets swiped from under the rug from us for whatever reason. Tomorrow's matchup, man, if Giannis isn't playing, I'm looking at it's a field day for Jalen Brunson and company just to attack the paint. You know, I know Brook Lopez, solid defensive player, you know. He was Defensive Player of the Year candidate last year, right?
He finished second.
And, like, I know he's there, but it's also – you need Giannis, too, to make that front court wall. So if he's not playing tomorrow, I expect Jalen Brunson, guys like Josh Hart, to attack that lane left and right to take advantage of that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate – isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Absolutely. Brunson's had a field day in pretty much every game the Bucks have played against the Knicks this year. He's always kind of, he's really cemented his place in the Bucks killer realm. He's just so shifty and crafty that, as I was kind of talking about earlier, the Bucks don't really have the personnel to match that. They don't have that Drew Holiday or Javon Carter they could throw at him and be like, okay, slow him down a little bit. You know, they're probably going to rely on Malik Beasley, who they've tried to make their primary guard wing defender and hasn't really panned out to this point, except in little spurts. But Brunson's the guy I'm keeping an eye on because I think they've got to find a way to slow him down, especially with Randall out, but got to find a way to at least make it difficult for Brunson. It feels like in these past matchups, he's just going out there and having a field day. I'd have to look at his numbers, but pretty sure he had a 40-point game against us one of these last times out. So
he definitely did. He definitely did. Had a four. That was his first matchup against the Bucks and the Knicks. I believe it was for the play-in tournament as well. And then you have Brunson just go out there. No one else could show up but Brunson. He dropped 40 points. You know, when you have Damian Lillard, Malik Beasley as your perimeter defense at that time, I mean, it's just barbecue chicken for him. So I'm looking for Brunson to be that guy tomorrow. Just to continue this lead. I mean, he's the only guy on this team right now, because Julius Randle would be that other guy that can score in isolation. Brunson's that guy who just, you know, can get anywhere he wants to on this, on the floor, and still get a shot off. We know that's the same thing for Damian Lillard. We know that's the same thing for Giannis Antetokounmpo. But, you know, if you're not going to have Giannis, like I said, I just see Dame going off, and then it just goes down to, like, you know, Dante filling in, and then it goes to, like, Josh Hart. So for the Knicks, it's really been that Nova trio, that Villanova trio, that has really been helping this team move forward. Of course, you get some solid shooting from McBride and solid defense, but I'm looking for Jalen Brunson to continue to be the guy that leads his team. If you don't have Giannis tomorrow, do you believe in Dame? Because I know there was a game where Giannis was out, Dame did the damn thing. He looked like Portland Trailblazers Damian Lillard, helped the team win. Do you believe Dame could be just the sole catalyst to help the Bucks tomorrow, even without Giannis?
I don't know about the sole catalyst. Like, he had 36 last night against Toronto, and they still lost. Like, he's going to need that help from other people. But I certainly think he can propel them to wins. I don't know what their record is without Giannis, but with Dame. But I don't think it's horrible. I think that Dame's kind of been able to hold the ship up in those minutes. I know they had a really nice win over the Clippers without Giannis, and I believe they had one against the Suns without him too. So they can win without Giannis, but you have to get a masterclass from Dame. He's got to be hitting those deep shots, got to be getting to the free throw line, got to be attacking the rim. And with Brunson on the other side of the ball, he's probably going to have to play some defense too, you know, lock in a little bit on that end and get some stops. But I do believe they could get this win even without Giannis. Just waiting to see if he's going to play now. You know, that's the big thing, because he didn't take the last game off for rest. It definitely probably played a part, but he was grabbing that hamstring a little bit. So up in the air of how severe it is.
yeah, of course. It depends on how severe it is. But even with him back, I think one area that I'm looking at this game where it'll go into the Knicks' favor is it comes down to points in the paint. You know, over the last 10 games, the Knicks are still They are 13th right now, averaging 50 points in the paint, while the Bucks are 23rd when it comes to averaging points in the paint. And then when it comes to defensively to stopping opponents from scoring inside the paint, it's Knicks are still top 10. They're maintaining protecting the paint. That's just a Tom Thibodeau way. Protect the paint, allow guys to try to shoot from three. And then the Bucks are 18th. So I'm looking at that as an advantage to the Knicks, because with Brunson, Josh Hart, those guys just like to get downhill relentlessly. And if the Bucks aren't able to stop that, it's just going to create open looks for guys like McBride and Dante. And now with OG Anunoby back, it's going to be open perimeter shooting for those guys because everybody's going to collapse. Because look, let's keep it a buck. No pun intended. You got Doc Rivers on one side. You got Tom Thibodeau on the other. They both used to work as coaches together out in Boston, and they both kind of run the same thing. So I'm expecting the same type of play style defensively to be ran. And as of right now, the Knicks are just doing a better job at it.
Yeah, absolutely. You are correct. And big thing with the offense too, a lot of versatility there with you guys. You know, you got a lot of guys who can do a lot of different things, but it feels like the Bucks are just kind of at a point where it's like, okay, give Giannis, Chris or Dame the ball, let them do something, and everybody else will just maybe shoot a three. If Giannis doesn't play, I know Mitchell Robinson is going to be down low for you guys, but I'd like to see Brook Lopez attack the paint a little bit more. It's something they really don't use, but when he was in Brooklyn, electric paint scorer, and they just don't go to that a whole lot, and it bugs me a little bit. But that's going to be a key if Giannis doesn't play, is getting Brook Lopez down low. Going to be going up against a real nice paint defender down low, but that's going to be one of the things I'm looking for.
For sure.
We'll see how that paint defense holds up if Giannis doesn't play.
Absolutely. I think another area where this is where I think it goes into the Bucks' favor. It comes to second chance opportunities. Bucks right now, over the last 10 games, they are eighth, while the Knicks are sixth in second chance points. But defensively, the Knicks haven't been doing a good job. Bucks are 10th. They are limiting. They're good at limiting second chance opportunities to opponents. Knicks are struggling right now over the last 10 games. They are 18th. So I think this is going to be an area where the Bucks could slow down the Knicks, which has been their strong suit for most part of the season. Knicks are a good rebounding team, just like the Bucks. But for the most part of the season, especially when Julius Randle was back, you just knew that once they got the rebound, you were going to score at least on the second opportunity. Hasn't been that case right now. Bucks have been still solid at that. I think this is where the Bucks favor. And this is where, you know, you talk about where I'm saying as the Knicks could attack the Bucks in the paint. But if they're not hitting their shots tomorrow, and then Bucks are either getting the rebound, attacking in, or going out in transition, or the Knicks are getting the rebound, not able to score, I just think that this will go into the Bucks' favor, even without Giannis on the floor.
Yeah, we'll see. Of course, Giannis always kind of helps in that department, but transition's been kind of an issue for the Bucks. You know, like I kind of mentioned, a lot of lacking the athleticism, and that goes for the second chance points too. When Giannis isn't out there, it kind of hinders it a little bit. So I'll keep an eye on that for sure, but it's really going to depend on if Giannis is there.
For sure. And since Giannis is still a question mark, and we're only talking in hypothetical for tomorrow with Giannis, this is what my key matchup of tomorrow's game is. It is none other than Jalen Brunson going against Damian Lillard. These two guys can just be engines for a team. These guys are prolific scorers, no doubt about it. Over the last 10 games, this season, Brunson's averaging 28 points. He's averaging close to 4 rebounds per game. He's averaging 7 assists per game, 48% from the field, 40% from downtown, and 84% from the free throw line. For Dame, he's averaging about 25 points, getting you 4 rebounds per game, 7 assists per game as well, shooting 43% from the field, 36% from downtown, and 92% from the free throw line. These guys are just such offensive talents. It's going to be interesting, as always, to watch which of these two point guards can just lead their team and just put on a scoring clinic. What do you think about this matchup tomorrow?
I definitely think that's the matchup to keep an eye on. Like I said, Brunson, buck killer. Knicks got a lot of guys they can throw at. Lillard to make it tough on him. Former Buck, Dante DiVincenzo, having a really nice year. I've been keeping an eye on him. Really nice piece for you guys. Josh Hart, another guy that I really liked. Nice defender, McBride. A lot of different guys they can throw at him compared to the Bucks. I don't know who they're going to throw at him a ton. You know, Lillard will get his chances. Beasley will get his chances. I hope Rivers has kind of come to his senses and plays Andre Jackson Jr. a little bit to try and combat that shiftiness and athleticism, but we'll see. But the main one, yes, it'll be Lillard and Brunson, two of the best guards in the business. And we'll see. We'll see who can come out better, if Brunson can continue his buck-killing ways or if Lillard can do his best to kind of limit him.
For sure. Another matchup I'm looking forward to, if Giannis is back, is the OG Anunoby versus Giannis Antetokounmpo matchup, because throughout Giannis's entire career, Giannis has averaged 26 points, 12 rebounds, 6.5 assists in the 14 games he's played against OG Anunoby. And I'm wondering, with such a career year, another career year that Giannis is having, he's averaging about 30 points this year, or 31, I should say. I'm wondering if OG can just, you're never looking to stop Giannis, you're just looking to contain him. I'm just wondering if OG can be somebody that you throw on Giannis and can slow him down a bit, just to make sure that this game is within the balance for the Knicks to come out as a victor.
Well, if that's his entire career, OG's entire career with the Raptors too. The Raptors have always kind of given Giannis trouble. They've had some really nice defenses, and he's definitely been a part of that. He's a really nice defender, somebody that I've wanted before he went to the Knicks. We'll see. I think Giannis still wins that matchup, no disrespect to OG, but I think Giannis has what it takes. The Knicks, I think, will dial in on him a little bit, but as has been the strategy lately, you want to try and limit Giannis and have the other guys beat you, and it hasn't worked out for the Bucks lately. So we'll see, but that'll be another key matchup for sure.
Now, of course, we can go down the line of talk about Knicks. For the Knicks, is like, got Dante DiVincenzo out there, OG Anunoby. I know he's going to get the Giannis treatment, you know, whoever's playing center, whether it's Isaiah Hartenstein or Mitchell Robinson, he's going to be guarding Brook Lopez. You know, it to me, when I look at this game, is, you know, who is going to be the role players to just go off for this team, right? And so that's why, for my X factor for tomorrow's game, I'm looking at Josh Hart to be the X factor for tomorrow, because, you know, got flagrant two against the Chicago Bulls, wrongfully so. He should not have been ejected for that game. I don't know what Scott Foster's watching. I'm still angry, man. I'm still angry at Scott Foster throwing Josh Hart for inadvertently hitting Javonte Green in the head with his foot, because Javonte Green decided to just, you know, reach over, bend down, try to grab a basketball while trying to grab a rebound. So, hey, it is what it is, though. I still don't like you, Scott Foster. Anyway, I'm looking at this game for Josh Hart, because when you're looking at somebody who can attack the paint and get into position just to bend the defense, Josh Hart has been excellent at that. He had a 30-point-plus performance against the Sacramento Kings, who have been, you know, up and down defensively, not known as a great defensive team, but he's also a solid rebounder as well. So Josh Hart's rebounding was surely missed last night against Chicago. He's going to be needed for against a good rebounding team like the Milwaukee Bucks. You're going to need a guy who can bend the defense, like I said, who can just get into the paint. And then just defensively, you know, he's not necessarily the greatest defender, but because he gives 110% on that side of the ball, he always makes it difficult for whoever his opponent is. So he is much needed. He's my X factor for tomorrow. And if he can have he doesn't even have to have 30 points, but if he can have a solid outing and be as efficient as he was against Sacramento, this is going to be in the Knicks' favor. Who would be your X factor for tomorrow's game?
I'm looking at Malik Beasley. You know, no matter who's out there, whether Giannis plays or not, Beasley for most of the season has been a really nice addition, one of the best three-point shooters in the league. Been okay at times on defense, definitely hasn't been the wing stopper they're trying to make him out to be, but he's been fine on that side of the ball at times. But lately he's just been really bad. I think I'd have to check the numbers, but he's probably shooting less than 30% from three in this recent stretch and just not giving the Bucks anything. So really his minutes took a dive last night. Rivers pulled him and just didn't put him back in until very late because Lillard had fouled out. So it's going to be Beasley, because if he doesn't get into a rhythm and start hitting some of these threes before the playoffs, I don't know how much you're going to be able to play him, because it's been rough. So I think they're going to lean on him. If he can come out, you know, if guys dial in on Lillard or Middleton and Beasley hit some open threes, I think he could definitely, you know, open this game up for Milwaukee.
For sure. For sure. I think the one thing tomorrow that's going to be interesting as a matchup is I guess Josh Hart will be getting Chris Middleton assignment. You're going to definitely have, I feel like, I wonder how you're going to go out there with this lineup tomorrow. That's going to be interesting. I'm just looking from the Knicks standpoint, because you're going to have OG. I guess you go with Josh Hart. You're going to have Dante. And then you're going to have Brunson and Isaiah Hartenstein. I'm just like, this is the issue is that the Knicks, because we don't have Julius, I'm just interested in how you're going to match up height wise, like from a Knicks standpoint, like Dame, like I like Dante on Dame just because, as you mentioned, he's, you know, familiar. Dante's actually had some good matchups in Dame in the past, especially on the West Coast. I worry about Malik Beasley just getting hot from three. So Brunson's probably going to be covering that. Josh Hart going to get the Chris Middleton assignment. If Giannis plays tomorrow, is going to be OG. Like I said, the center position, we already know who it is. It's either going to be Isaiah, who's Isaiah's going to be starting, so he's going to get the Brook Lopez assignment. I'm just wondering if, like, how has Chris Middleton been? Has he been solid this season, or has he been up and down? Because I feel like the height advantage is where I look at for Knicks matchups is that if you have somebody like Chris Middleton who's in his bag, he can just start shooting over people like Josh Hart.
It's been real up and down for Middleton, like I mentioned, in and out of the lineup, a lot of injuries. I think a few games ago, excuse me, he had a game where he made like one of his 10 shots. He was one of 10. And then the very next game, don't quote me on this, but he was like 9 of 10. So it's a game by game basis of which Middleton are you going to get? He's been solid, is what I'll say, when he's playing on offense. The defense certainly is not there, but on offense, he can still give you these 20-point games. So if Giannis doesn't play, I expect Middleton to take on that bigger workload, look to get into a rhythm, take advantage of mismatches, you know, if they get a smaller guy on him, because like you said, he can shoot over the top. So he can definitely, you know, get hot and get going. There were some moments last night against Toronto where he really found his stride and got into a nice rhythm, but it's the turnovers I kind of worry about. A lot of turnovers from him and Dame recently, and with a lot of pesky defenders on New York side, I think that might be an issue.
Okay. And the last thing I want to, you know, we're about to wrap up the show, Dalton. Last thing I'll say is that another thing that's going to be interesting is just the bench play. Like I can firmly say Deuce McBride for the Knicks is a reliable player. Precious is going through a little bit of a slump. I think he'll bounce back at some point. You know, Mitchell Robinson will be there. For the Knicks, it's just, are you going to get anything solid out of Bojan Bogdanovic or Alec Burks? I know Burks is not going to give me anything, so don't even got to discuss that. But Bojan is like a guy who's just been so inconsistent, and we need his three-point shooting. I'm looking at this Bucks bench. You know, Pat Bev is day-to-day, but you still got Pat Connaughton, Jay Crowder, and Bobby Portis. Those guys right there, you know, they're so experienced, won a championship. I'm looking for the Knicks to slow those guys down, especially since Jay Crowder's back and Bobby Portis being a guy who's been a candidate for Sixth Man of the Year in previous years.
Definitely. Something I'm really keeping an eye on is their shooting, because a lot of those guys have been super hit or miss with their outside shooting. Like Connaughton lately, I've been talking about it. He's doing everything so well but shooting, where if he could just hit couple more of his threes, like he's had a few games here, he's like 1 of 6, 2 of 7, but he's grabbing 8 rebounds, having 5 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals. If he could just hit a couple more of these threes, I think he could have a really big impact, but it just hasn't been there lately. And Portis is going to want to go off against his former team. I think in the past he's had some really nice games against the Knicks because of that, them letting him go and all that, which led him to Milwaukee. So definitely keeping an eye on Portis and Connaughton. And Crowder may get the start if Giannis doesn't play. That's kind of what they've been rolling with, but we'll see.
For sure, we'll see. And shout out to BK Goblin. He said Deuce will get a lot of minutes against Damian Lillard tomorrow. I'm sure that as well. We shall see how that matchup goes, because Deuce, you know how he likes to do. He likes to guard all 94 feet when it comes to, you know, he loves to press, man. He loves to press. As soon as someone gets the ball inbounds, Deuce is right there trying to defend. All right, Dalton, let's wrap it up here. How do you think tomorrow's game is going to go?
Well, a bit of an unknown now, because I don't know who's going to be playing, but I'm taking the Bucks. I'm taking the Bucks.
Not surprised.
Little optimism or a little bias in there for sure, but I think after the loss to Toronto, the Bucks going to have to do some soul searching. You know, you just lost to a team that had lost 15 in a row, had just lost by 48. I think conversations have kind of had to be had. I think guys are just going to have to look at each other and be like, hey, you know, we got a good team. We're playing a good team in the Knicks. This is a time for us to kind of bounce back. So I'm expecting to see some fire with the Bucks. I hope Giannis is back. I hope they're healthy and can finally build some chemistry with 5 games to go. But I'm taking the Bucks.
I'm going to take the Knicks. Not shocking, really? As well. Yeah, I know, right? It's amazing. You choose the Bucks, I choose the Knicks. Shocking. I'm taking the Knicks, and similar, you know, for a similar reason, just like you, you know, the Knicks had a letdown game against Chicago. They had to play, you know, they had to play catch up yesterday. Josh Hart got ejected. So I'm looking for Josh Hart to come back with some, you know, real energy and wanting to win. Knicks know the position that they're in right now. They had a game where it was a winnable game, even down to the fourth quarter without Josh Hart. You know, they only lose by 8 points to Chicago. They made it a game late in the fourth quarter yesterday. I think tomorrow against the Bucks, Knicks are playing for that same reason. Letdown game against Chicago. They have something to play for. You know, they don't want to fall too far. You got the Pacers. You got the Heat. You know, you're trying to battle with the Cavs right now for positioning. Bucks are not too far, as we already talked about. So I see the Knicks going with that same type of energy tomorrow. And this should be a good one, man. This game should be a good one just because of the playoff implications as the season's about to wrap up at the end of this week. So I appreciate you for coming on, Dalton. Please let the listeners know where they can find you, follow you. If you got, you know, any upcoming work we should be on the lookout for.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, X, as they call it now, @Sell_Dalton. And just keep an eye on Behind the Buck Pass with the playoffs coming. You know, really exciting stuff coming. I'd love to see them getting a groove down the stretch here and make another run at a title, man. I believe, but we're going to see who they're playing and how things align and how healthy they're going to be. You know, so a lot of interesting stuff coming up over these final 5 games.
Absolutely. So thank you once again to Dalton. So you can go find his work over at Behind the Bucks Pass, and you can go find him over at Hoops Habit. Does great work over there. Go make sure to support him. And thank you for everyone for tuning in for another Game of the Week preview. Appreciate all of you for tuning in for a 10 a.m. Yes, I said 10 a.m. Game of the Week preview. Guys, I get that it was early. I hope you're enjoying your cup of coffee. I hope you enjoyed the show today. So to all of you, make sure to hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Make sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already done so already. And make sure to support our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Use that promo code KFTV to get up to a $100 match. And go support KnicksFanTV.com. We got a bunch of great writers over there. Remy, Jalen, Jeff, they're all doing the damn thing, giving some great content over there. So make sure to support. Jalen just dropped a fantastic article based on lineups and how the team's been doing post the trade for OG Anunoby, Alec Burks, and Bojan Bogdanovic. So make sure to go check that article. And salute to the franchise channel members once again. TM is in here. Too Lifted, I see you. My Two Cents. Coach Rubens, BK Goblin. We got K-Dot in here as well. Salute to all you. Appreciate all you guys as well. And we'll catch you later, all right? All right, guys. We out.